Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me, everybody. This is Laura McLean with Run Mama Run, and I am really excited to talk to you today about 7 strategies that I have to keep you motivated and running strong this winter. I know that sounds like a big thing to bite off and chew, but hey, here's another thing about biting and chewing. The holiday cookies are starting to appear already. My kids are begging me to make some. We've already got some library books checked out. Cookies Around the World is going to be happening in my kitchen soon. And so that means this is just not the time to slack off with your workouts, right? In fact, I happen to love winter running. I know I'm super weird that way. But I have a tendency to pump it up in the winter. And it's helpful for me because of all the deliciousness that surrounds us with all of the holidays happening at this time of the year. It seems like it's a never-ending stream from like Halloween till after the first of the year. So I wanted to create a big old strategy list, and maybe one of these things or more than one of these things will resonate with you so that you can have something to kind of lean on through the winter. So what I've done is, like I said, I've created 7 strategies, and some of these you might have heard before in some form or fashion, but I'm going to go deeper into each one of these, give you some specific examples of how to use them, and there's a sort of a twist on any of the old ones that you've heard, and there's some new ones, and then I think there's a bonus one at the end. But because I really want to go into each one of these so you can really feel out if more of these resonates with you to try them and how to try them, I'm going to go ahead and split this podcast into 2 or 3 series. I'm not sure which yet. Depends on how quickly I talk. And that way you can let some sit and then come and hear the next one and let them sit and come hear the next one and see which ones might work for you. So before we get started, though, I wanted to go ahead and let you know that we have a cheat sheet for this series of episodes. It's a download of this exact 7 strategy guide, and it details them out. It's 3 pages long. There's actually a clip and paste. You can tell I have kids, right? Cut and paste. A little mini cheat sheet at the end of it, at the final page, where you can cut it out and seriously, tape it up where you keep your running clothes or your running gear and take a look at them when you are feeling like, oh, I just can't get out there and run right now. And maybe you can grab one of those just even spontaneously through the winter and use them. So it's sort of a cheat sheet within a bigger cheat sheet, and I really want you to have it because I think it's really valuable. So if you go to runmamarun.com/winter, you can grab it there. I will have that ready for you, and you can just sign up and get a free download of it to keep it with you. So let's go ahead and get started. Like I was saying, I kind of love winter running. I'm kind of weird that way. I've lived for 16 years here in Eugene, Oregon, and, you know, we boast about 6 or 7 months of rain a year. So I'm an expert and at getting my butt out there in the morning. Sometimes I've been an evening runner, getting myself out there in the evening. So the first thing I really want to talk about is friends. The number one strategy, I think it's number one on the list, and I'm probably going to say that it's number one in effectiveness, at least for me. You can let me know if this works really effective for you. We all know that running with friends keeps us both, you know, my friend and I, motivated to show up. We know that we're accountable for, you know, not disappointing them. But this only works if you make plans with a friend who will hold you to it. So, you know, I have, you know, once in a while tried to hook up with friends that, you know, they might slack off now and again, and they might slack off too much. And they might bogue on you too much, and that is not going to keep you motivated. So we've all heard the idea that friends is going to, you know, meeting up with friends is going to make you accountable and more motivated, but it only works if you have friends that feel the same way as you. So take the buddy system seriously and set yourself up and your friend for success over the season. The bonus of this, of course, is that you and your friend will be stronger over the winter and ready for spring racing, if racing is something that you love to do. And what you can also do is you and your friend pick one of the other strategies that we're going to talk about in this series and challenge each other to that. So two things about the friends. Pick somebody who is really going to hold you to it and use your friend as an ultimate challenger. You guys pick another strategy and try to make that happen. So that's two ways you can really pull friends. And, of course, I started Run Mama Run, you know, completely selfishly because I wanted to create a running group where I could get a lot more friends to run with. So, you know, this is somebody who really leans on this take a friend and the buddy system seriously. Okay, let's hop on strategy number two. We have also heard pushing that old submit button, signing up for a race, is really motivating. You know, there's nothing worse than the idea of, you know, in the mid-training going, oh my gosh, I had just have not been getting out there and doing my training runs. And, you know, the idea of showing up at the starting line completely unprepared, you know, has a really negative effect. One, it's scary because your body is really going to take a toll if you do show up and you're not prepared, not physically prepared. And then probably even more so, the mental freakout that would happen if you showed up and you knew that you were not prepared and you knew it was going to be an incredibly hard day. I mean, doesn't that just sound like one of those nightmares, like, you know, you show up to school without your pants on? That's kind of where I see myself in that picture. I can see myself showing up to a starting line. And I have totally dreamt this, where I have gone to a race and been not prepared or been lost and can't find the starting line. It's similar to that. So you do not want to start a race not being prepared. So this will, you know, signing up for an event makes it hard to flake on those training runs. Here's the secret, though. We've all heard about signing up for a race. Here's a really great twist on race signups for the winter. Changing things up will make it even harder to slack off. So here's an example. If you run 5Ks, it might be great to go ahead and try a 10K. Even push yourself a little bit during the winter. If you run half marathons, sign up for a 10K, but give yourself a faster race goal. Mixing things up will keep your focus sharp because you have to think about it every day that you go out there. And it will keep the new goal at the top of your mind in a bigger way. So if you say, well, I'm going to sign up for some race and then it'll just, you know, get me out of bed every day, that might do it. For some of us, we might need even more of a push. Making a twist in your plan is going to really keep you focused. If you're trying to do a 10K at a faster time, or if you're trying to push your distance, you're going to have to make a different training plan. You're going to have to incorporate either longer runs or faster runs, depending on what your goals are. And that's really going to pump up the motivation. You can't mess around with a race that you've really got a different goal going on than the usual, whatever the usual it is for you. And it really doesn't matter the distance. You know, I love distance running, but hey, you know, you 5Kers, you guys are like, I bow down to you. I'm not worthy. You guys run fast. You guys get it all out there. So if you haven't done 5Ks, slow your mileage down and do a 5K and try doing it faster. So for those of you who like longer runs, take it down and try that. It'll really mix things up and keep you focused on what your goal is. We know, like we said, that running is really mental. So giving your brain something new to strive for really will put your body, you know, get your body to follow. So that's number two, racing with a twist. Number three I want to talk about is cross train for reels. No, for reals. So especially if you run in super cold climate, winter is the perfect time to add a cross-training routine. If you don't already hit the gym regularly, adding or swapping out an element of something that you do at the gym already for a new, specifically core-strengthening activity will really crank up your fitness and it'll really help you get ready for spring running. If you do your spring racing, if you start the warmer weather with races, you know, there's lots that come out in the spring and early summer, this will get you ahead of the game. So, for example, you know, grabbing a yoga class at the gym or swimming laps once a week. Of course, I love swimming. I try to swim once or twice a week. Even if on short swims where I go and I swim really hard, I always take a few minutes, if not 5 to 10 minutes, towards in the hot tub. Us runners, we're really bad at stretching. I don't know what it is. Do you guys have this problem? I just don't think about it. I love running so much. I go out and do it. Cross training, I don't love it, but I do it because I know it makes me a better runner. But stretching for me just seems to be like last on the list. So while you're pumping up the cross training, while you might be adding a new element for your core strengthening, specifically activity, don't forget to stretch. Maybe, you know, half of the cross training routine that you're going to do at the gym is stretching. That is great. I can't overstate it. We runners just don't do it enough. So try that. The key here, though, is to do it for reals. So put it on your calendar just like you do your running, and don't skip those. So if you've got your training plan mapped out for, say, you're going to do a faster 10K this winter, and so you're using that as one of your motivating factors, go ahead and along with your scheduled training runs, put cross training on there and don't skip it. It also, obviously, allows you a way to keep your aerobic fitness and your core training fitness up there on the list, and it might keep you a little warm that day. So that kind of goes without saying. You probably won't be out in the elements if you're at the gym there doing your cross training. So super important. And similar to the racing with a twist, by changing your mileage or changing your speed, go ahead and add something different to your cross training routine. That will keep it top of mind and help you really, really focus on that. The fourth thing I want to talk about, and the last thing I'm going to talk about for this, is nailing the preparation for your run. This is my absolute favorite. Number four strategy is nailing the prep. We're talking gear, coffee, toothbrush. This is how I remember this. Here's the sweet formula about it. You can sleep in a minute longer for every minute you spend getting ready the night before. I mean, damn, who doesn't love that? So here's your list. Cross this off to the T, and there'll be no excuses for getting up in the morning. It really helps. Check the weather forecast the night before. Set out the appropriate clothes and gear for what that forecast is going to dictate. Program your coffee pot to go off a half an hour before you get up. That way the noise of the coffee pot won't wake you up, and it'll be piping hot and ready for you. Even set out the coffee mug. I'm not kidding. Put it right by the coffee pot so you can just like go in there with one eye closed and pour it for yourself. Don't forget to bring your shoes inside so they stay warm. Super helpful. If you're an evening runner, same thing. Have everything ready in the same spot every day. Untangle that safety vest so you can get it on there really quick. Check your headlamp batteries. Charge the watch. Fill your water bottle. Take the key off the keychain so you can put it in your pocket if you drive to your starting place. Do everything the night before. You will set yourself up for success, and you will be that success. And set out your toothbrush. I went through that list really quickly, but you can get this and all the other strategies from the free download. So don't forget to download your cheat sheet. You can go to runmamarun.com/winter, and I'll have it there for you to sign up and grab. It's 3 pages of great strategies. So I hope that I will see you out there this winter. Some of my friends that might be listening to this podcast, you know who you are, and we use these strategies. So I hope one or more of them really resonates with you so that you can stay strong through the winter. Okay, we will see you on part 2. Thanks for listening.